Before I bring out Will Mansell, let me read you a few tweets from Tim Reynolds, who is he there covering the Manny Diaz press conference at Temple?
I have no idea.
All right, well, he's tweeting about it, so he's either watching it or he's there.
Pretty sure he's watching it.
Okay. Tim Reynolds from the AP, he says that Manny Diaz said, Temple wins. Temple wins at everything it does. That's why I was drawn to Temple. Manny Diaz's mother's family has deep roots in Philadelphia. That was part of the allure for him. Manny Diaz offered some special thanks to Mark Richt for bringing him to Miami. Manny Diaz says the turnover chain, quote, will always belong to the University of Miami. And this one I found a little bit shocking. Manny Diaz will coach the Hurricanes defense at the Pinstripe Bowl on December 27th.
Really?
He says, I just wanted to be with them one more time. And that, I thought that was shocking too.
But for Miami, I would want to move on. I would want to see the next guy, see what somebody else has. You don't have Manny anymore. You want to date him one more time? I would honestly let somebody else call the defense in the Pinstripe Bowl. You're not doing anything by letting Manny Diaz call the
plays. Didn't Lane Kiffin, like when Alabama did not let him coach in the national championship game. Remember when Lane Kiffin, I think he agreed to the FAU job.
Yeah.
And then Alabama played in the national championship and he wanted to be on the sideline. Nick Saban, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I don't.
Manny Diaz will coach the Miami defense at the Pinstripe Bowl December 27th in New York.
So now you got to practice for the next 2 weeks with him. And
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a great decision.
I like it.
Why?
I just want to take the opposite side of whatever you said. No, I do. I like it.
He started the second off saying it's weird that he's coaching
and he
likes it.
I did. Well, I was waiting to hear what Crowder had to say.
Seriously, like it doesn't make any sense. You're gone. You have your little Temple jacket on. I just saw the picture of him on Twitter. You're the Temple head coach. Go be the Temple head coach. Let us move forward. Let Mike Rumpf call the defense. Let's see what he has for the Temple. The Pinstripe Bowl win, lose, or draw is not changing anything. Let somebody else almost try out for the defensive coordinator job. Or the new DC come in, and he's on the sideline. He's seeing the guys. He's at bowl practice. Like, you need to move on from Manny.
I disagree.
Just hold him as long as you can.
No, but the defense performed well this season with him. It was, as you called it, an elite defense.
Bald.
So let him go out and win the bowl game under his tutelage, and then you move on.
So you want to be the kid holding their dad's leg when he's headed to work?
It's not. It's
You're
not
holding
that.
Your
no,
dad's leg.
It's
Daddy,
not that.
No.
Let's ask Will
Stay
Manso.
Home.
Will Manso is the sports director at Local 10. You see him on Fox Sports Sun in the Heat pregame and postgame. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We'll start there, Will. Does all food taste better in a red basket?
No.
What?
My man.
No.
When chicken tenders are served, they're either on a plate or in a red basket. You're telling me they don't taste better in the red basket?
No, they're the same on the plate. I can deal with it. A plate on your hands, it doesn't really matter. It's the same.
All right. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree. All right, Manny Diaz, we just learned that he's going to coach the Canes defense in the Pinstripe Bowl. You like it? You don't like it?
I don't mind. I like it. I was listening to the news conference as well, and he basically said he owed it to the kids. And he wanted. And by the way, I don't know how much he's going to be around the next couple of weeks before the game because he said he's going to be out recruiting for Temple. So I think it's going to be one of those things where the kids will kind of work on their own with Rumpf, like Jenny was mentioning, and other guys on the staff. And then Manny will probably be there around a little bit and then be there for the game. So I don't think he's going to be hands-on. I mean, you know, it's pretty normal, right? When you get a divorce, you call your wife and say, hey, baby, you know, one more go-around.
I think it's a bad idea, man.
One more go-around.
So he's going to just be the face of the defense, not around, but just be there one more
one
time.
One final booty call.
Come yeah, exactly. on, man.
I mean, it sounds like he's getting one last one with the Canes. I mean, no, but he did say he's going to go recruit for Temple, so I don't think this is something where he's driving straight, you know, he's flying straight to UM and going to be there in practices. I think he's committed to Temple. He really wants to be around those guys one last time. And, you know, look, it's one of the best defenses in the country, and he's a big reason why. So I don't have a problem with it.
And we were talking about it earlier. Was there any chance to match an offer? Like, should UM have tried harder to keep him? Was there any of that where once they knew he was taking head coaching opportunities, they should have stepped in and tried to, you know, convince him to stay?
You know, I wonder how much of that occurred, if at all. I do know this, and hearing Manny speak right off the bat, he made it pretty clear that in – being in the position he was in today, standing there being introduced as the head coach for a college football program and the face of a program, is a dream he's always had. And you kind of figure that for most assistants. I mean, most assistants want to be a head coach one day and want to be on that level. And while Temple certainly isn't like being the head coach at, you know, Texas or UCLA or something like that, I mean, it's still a stepping stone, an opportunity, a first chance. And it sounded to me like, unless Miami came back, which we knew they wouldn't, with some ridiculous amount of money, I mean, the Canes aren't in that position where they sit and give that kind of money to assistants. I think really Manny was focused on being a head coach, and this was a good opportunity he felt he couldn't pass up.
How big a blow is it to the University of Miami, him leaving?
You know, guys, I think it's a combo. I think it's a blow because of everything that's already happened. Look, the team didn't have a good season. If they were 10-2 going to the bowl like they were last year, I don't think this would be, it would just almost be like, well, hey, good luck, Manny. We're going to keep your tradition going. But I think because they struggled and it was mostly offensively, not defensively, and the defense is the one thing you can kind of count on, and the turnover chain and that excitement, I think it's a blow in particular as well with recruiting. I mean, you're in the heart of recruiting season, and you've already had so many kids saying that they're, look, decommitting or thinking it over or not committed. They're going to open up their recruiting process to look at other places. Then you lose the guy that was the face and the focus of that defense. Let's face it, the last year of Miami football, the positive has been defense, and Manny's been the leader of that defense. And to leave now, when you put it all together with the struggles and recruiting and all that stuff, it's a blow. Now, can they recover? Yeah, this kind of stuff happens in college all the time. I think Miami can recover, still get good recruits, and find a good person for the job and be okay next year.
But should they take time and do due diligence, you know, or should they just try to get a guy as soon as possible? Because I'm with you, Will. I think it is hurting recruiting.
Yeah, I think the thing is, I don't know how quickly he could do it. I mean, we literally are in the center of this recruiting process right now. I don't know how you, unless Mark Richt had all along a guy that he thought, hey, this is the person I may look to if Manny decides to leave. And obviously, Mark Richt isn't dumb. He knew Manny could leave this offseason or next offseason. It was always a possibility. Unless there's someone there, Channing, that he already had in mind, he released a statement Richt did today saying, look, the search is open. We've already got a lot of interest from people. We're going to put a full search on to find the right person. It sounds to me like this isn't a short-term decision. I don't think they're going to try to have someone by the Pinstripe Bowl or anything like that in place. I think they clearly want to get the right person, and that may go past this recruiting point. I'm not sure if you could save that right now.
Will Manso from Local 10, Fox Sports Sun, is with us. In your mind, is Mike Rumpf the right guy? Tommy Tuberville? I saw Susan Miller Degnan had written something yesterday about Tommy Tuberville being in the conversation.
I love Mike, and I love him, respect him as a player. I think the way he's worked up as a coach, it's similar to Manny. At some point, someone has to give you that first chance. Now, is that first chance, that opportunity to be a defensive coordinator at UM, is that the right move to get? Because don't forget, Manny had been a defensive coordinator at Mississippi State. He'd had some experience at a big program, or at least certainly a program at a big conference. I really think it's just on how Mark Richt feels about where the direction of the defense is going, and if Mike's the kind of guy that can handle that role. Do I think he could be a good one? Yeah. Does Mark Richt seem to me, though, like the kind of guy that may want to look for experience? I think he does. I think Mark is more of a play it safe, get a guy he's familiar with, maybe get a guy with experience. That's a tough question, whether he's going to go that route. I do think that, I don't know about Tommy Tuberville, guys. Tommy, I respect him a lot. I think he's been a great coach, but how old is Tommy? Is Tommy in a position where he's going to come in and spark this defense? It seems like you would want some fresh blood, some new energy, similar to what Manny bought. Look at the energy Manny bought and that passion that he brought with his defense. I would think that's the direction they look, but I do think a lot of people will be interested.
Tuberville's 64 years old, Falero says. The only thing that you
64
have...
64 is the new 30.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I'm 49 now. I agree with that. I'm down with that. That used to sound old up until I turned 49. But I do think there's one benefit, though, right? To, you know, a Jim Larrañaga comes in. If he's good, you know he's not going anywhere. He's going to be there for life. And Mark Richt, like, he's going to be there, if he's good, for as long as he wants to be there. You know, when you bring in young up-and-coming guys, they want, you know, they want that head coaching position, as evidenced by Manny Diaz. So there is maybe some benefit to a guy like Tommy Tuberville where you would go, yeah, this would be his final stop.
I think there's a benefit to both. The pro is that. The con is that I think the young guys now, young recruits, they like the young energy. A Manny Diaz comes into your room, and he comes into your house, and he's talking to you, and he's hyping you about a leader on defense. And you can't do anything but help to feed off that energy. Does an older coach, does a coach that maybe that these kids weren't even around when they were having the most success, weren't even alive, you know, does that resonate to them? I don't know. It's hard to say. I do know this. Tommy Tuberville knows his football, and I don't question that he would be a good coach, a good defensive coordinator. It just really depends on the direction Mark Richt wants to go. I think he'll have plenty of options. Richt does seem like a play-it-safe kind of guy. He does seem like the kind of guy that just wants that structure and stability, so it wouldn't shock me.
And the whole thought about Manny's defense, because it was, you know, it was the number two in the nation, you know, elite, I was saying it all day, Will. Could they try to stick with it, bring one of those young guys we talk about run for somebody that was already on the staff and try to help one of those young guys run Manny's defense, or is that too difficult?
I mean, to me, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, I don't see how you wouldn't want some sort of similarity to the defense they run, not just for the guys that may be coming back, and you hope that this, particularly these linebackers, decide they come back and they don't want to go pro a year early, because the Canes still have a lot of talent defensively. And I remember seeing, even in that LSU game, I remember being out on the field for the LSU game in Dallas before, you know, that opener, and seeing some of these freshmen and thinking to myself, my God, these kids are huge and talented, and just the influx of talent defensively that they were getting. I mean, this defense has the capability to be very good for the next couple of years just with the talent alone that they've got, the guys coming back and the talent that they're building on top of any recruits they bring in. So to me, if you could keep it similar to that style, why not? I know it's hard when you lose the messenger, when you lose the focus guy, when you lose the guy that, you know, is the guy driving it, but I still think you can keep a lot of that in place, because again, if there's one thing we can say, hey, it's not a problem at UM right now, it's that defense.
Will Manso, I know you got to go. I was watching you last night on Fox Sports Sun. I felt for you and Ruth Riley. That was, what the hell happened, the Heat last night?
I was actually stalling as much as I could about Manny. Did not have to talk about that game.
that was painful.
I kid you not. It was one of those few games where everybody looks at each other and just says, let's just act like it didn't happen. I mean, it was just like the players. Dwayne said sometimes you're going to have those. And I mean, the Heat hadn't lost a game, I think, by more than 15 or 16 all season. And they were down by 42 last night. I mean, they were never in it, guys. It was just, you hope it's just chalk it up, one of those painful nights, and they bounce back tomorrow against Memphis.
Yeah, hopefully. Will Manso, watch him on Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun as well on the Heat broadcast. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys.
Will Manso there. Some heavy opinions coming in on the text machine regarding the defensive coordinator position and Manny Diaz coaching the defense in the Pinstripe Bowl. That'll create some drama. There will be some drama there in that first turnover, right? And that he'll end up with the turnover chain on at the end. There's no question in my mind.
It's for him. If he coaches in the Pinstripe Bowl, it's for him. It's not for anybody else.
For his players, like Will
he's
said.
He's leaving us.
As a player,
decided to leave us as the number two defense in the nation. You took a better job. You upgraded away from us. We don't need you around anymore. I just read, and we love DJ Dallas on the show, one of the best interviews I've ever heard on radio from a player. He said, you're either with us or against us. I mean, there's no jumping in and out, and then Brevin Jordan retweeted it. That's what if you ask these players on Truth Serum, I would say no.
Disagree. I think Manny Diaz is going to be sent off like a hero. That's what I believe. Let's get callers' calls on it. Go ahead. I'll let people weigh in on that. Manny Diaz is going to coach the Hurricanes defense in the Pinstripe Bowl. What's your opinion? 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. Also, do you like food in a red basket? What is this?
Robin Gibb. You know him?
This is Mike Tyson's ex?
Robin Givens? Robin Gibb was in the Bee Gees. That's the Brothers Gibb.
Did he go solo?
Apparently, if you said this is Robin Gibb. Please, if you don't know the song, don't play it.
This is a good song.
No, it's not.
Listen.
I don't want to. Can you shut it off immediately? Thank you.
I met the son of one of the Bee Gees.
You did?
Yep.
Because they live in South Beach, or they lived in South Beach.
Yeah, and he still lives down here, and I met him, and he was kind of embarrassed to say it, but he had to say it to everybody because he was G'd up. It's like, hey, how you doing? I'm John.
They've got money.
And then you were like, what do you do? And I gathered that he didn't do anything because he was the son of a BG. So he was just like, yeah, I'm the son of, and he'd say the guy's name over and over. And like, that was his introduction. It was weird.
BGs, yeah, they made South Beach their home for a long time.
I wish Randy would have made some songs.
Your dad was an NFL star.
They didn't make no money back then. He went the wrong path. Yeah. Like his best year was $108,000 or something
like
that.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Playing in the NFL.
He had 3 Cadillacs.
And back when he was playing, man, those football helmets, they were plastic helmets with like a couple of cotton balls stuck in them for padding. Like there was no padding.
He played when they had cans of dip on everybody's desk. They had cigarettes on everybody's locker. They had beer, and they still had the speed. They call them greenies.
Yeah.
And he talked to, like, he was like, you know, people now talk about it like it's sacred. He was like, they were in a fishing box.
It was like grabbing a handful of M&Ms.
Yep, and they had your number on it, and it would just be a whole bunch of pills in there. You didn't know what it was, but you took them, and he said about 20 minutes later, you were jacked up. That was old school, man.
Different times, man. Different
I miss
times.
My windows.
You could join me and Falero. Falero and I and the 411 Payne WQAM Street Team, we are going to be Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. at Beef O'Brady's in Cooper City. There's going to be football on. There's what bowl game is it? I know it's ASU, right? But I don't know.
Fresno State's in it as
but
well.
But what is the name of the bowl game? Do you know? That starts at 3:30. And then there's NFL football starting at 4:30. And we're going to be there from 3 till 6. You can come out, enjoy game day's favorite light lager. You can get all the details at WQAM.com. But it's Saturday, 3 till 6 p.m., Beef O'Brady's in Cooper City, me and Falero. You can't find the name of the bowl game?
I found the location. It's in Vegas, but it didn't give me the bowl name.
All right. But here is the real reason you need to be out there Saturday. We've got a pair of Orange Bowl tickets to give away. And like I told you yesterday, it's not one of those register to win and then we're going to go do an event somewhere else. And over the course of 3 weeks, we're going to be at 58 different locations and hopefully you win.
Las Vegas Bowl.
The Las Vegas Bowl. In Las Vegas this year?
Yeah.
All right. And we are going to have with us 2 lower bowl tickets for the Alabama-Oklahoma game at the Orange Bowl. 2 lower bowl tickets. That's and like good. I told you yesterday, you come out to Beef O'Brady's on Saturday, Cooper City. If 10 people come out, you have a 1 in 10 chance of walking out with those tickets. If 30 people come out, you have a 1 in 30 chance. And I see Falero today is wearing his Nick Saban is a jerk t-shirt.
Yes, I am.
You should wear that Saturday.
Should I?
Yeah.
I got to wash it, though.
All right.
I'm going to come over there. But you just come hang out, eat delicious food, and then have a chance of winning lower bowl tickets to the Orange Bowl.
Yes, $1,000.
Seems like a plan.
You could sell them for $1,000. You could do whatever you want with the tickets. Someone will walk out that evening at 6 o'clock with those tickets. And what you do with them from that point on, you want to go enjoy the football game and see a great bowl game, do that. You want to put them up on a resale website, do that. I don't care.
I'm going to offer the winner some money on the spot. Make them make a decision.
Right.
Hey, walk with the tickets.
I've had plenty of people ask me for Orange Bowl tickets. This is a great prize. So Saturday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., you got to be there to win. Probably give it away, I guess, around 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Got to be there to win. Beef O'Brady's, Cooper City, I think it's on Sterling. Come on out there, enjoy some food, like you say, and maybe walk away with Orange Bowl tickets.
People ask me for tickets all the time.
People think that we have a ticket printing machine back here.
I played for the Dolphins and can't get tickets to the game.
You could. You'd pay for them.
Pay for them. Like people think we're just old alumni. Yeah. Come on, pour in. Then especially with the radio station.
Right. You're on the broadcast.
I get invited to one game a year through the radio station. And there's always people there for business.
I get Nant invites.
You don't like to leave Boca on the weekend. Though.
That is true. Have they started playing in Boca yet? Nope. Dolphins? Because when they do, I am there.
Never will. That big ass Barnes and Nobles y'all got.
What do you think?
The biggest Barnes and Noble in the nation.
2 stories, man.
Good
I love
grief.
That Barnes and Noble.
Where all these books come from?
What do you think the callers are going to say about Manny Diaz?
I don't know. because it's cocky to say just haul ass, you don't want to be with us. But then there's the other side to it, too. I see both sides of the argument.
Manny Diaz, he is going to, he said at the Temple press conference today when they introduced him as new head coach of Temple that he is going to coach the Miami Hurricanes defense at the Pinstripe Bowl. That's December 27th, and he's going to be there on the sidelines as the defensive coordinator. And I think there's something about finishing what you start.
But is he finishing? Because Will just told us he has to go do head coaching job at Temple. He has to go be the head coach at Temple. You're going to just fly on in and coach the Pinstripe Bowl?
Yeah,
and leave?
I mean, it's more like a figurehead thing, but he's there with his guys who he, you know, toiled with during the season. I think it's laudable.
It's for him.
I disagree.
He's a figurehead to a bowl game he didn't prepare for. Just think about that concept. I'm not doing the game planning. I'm not there. I'm not at practice. He's not going to be around.
Defense. Like his defense is already installed.
He's going to meet the team in New York, come to the game, and then go back to Temple,
well, yeah,
go back to
Pennsylvania. You don't know. He could be recruiting here. George, go ahead. I'll take some calls here. George, go ahead. You're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. So I think ultimately it's Mark Richt's decision. And I'm with Crowder on this one, man. When he signed with Temple, you know what? Thank you, Manny, for the years that you've done and the number two defense in the nation. But now you're not a Cane anymore. You're an Owl. And you know what? We don't need you at this point.
So hit the bricks. We appreciate it. Like, you're not hating on him. We appreciate it. But hit the bricks.
Exactly right. And Crowder's exactly right. He's going to be recruiting. Is he going to be 110% focused? Who knows, you know? I'm not with it. I think he should, you know, hit the bricks, as you would say.
All right.
And Hawk, just think about this concept. Can you guarantee me that Manny Diaz is not going out to talk to UM commits for Temple?
No, I you know, obviously.
That's his job.
Yeah, right. But you would think that he could still respect. I mean, he gave props to Mark Richt at the press conference. Like, that would be mad disrespect.
But he's doing it. He would be doing a bad job if he does not come down. Think about it. He's been in South Florida. Temple expects him to pull guys out of South Florida. He needs to use these connections for his new head coaching job. So now he's coming down here in your backyard to steal your players as he's on your sideline. You have to see how that kind of looks. That concept looks weird.
Somebody texts in, Hawks, spot on. Manny should absolutely have his curtain call with the fellas. And I actually own Red Baskets. And the checkered doilies, we use them every Dolphin Sunday. And that's from Sergeant Major in the U.S. Marine Corps in North Carolina.
Curtain call.
Yeah, it's a curtain call. For an elite defense.
When he decided to leave you?
Yeah, curtain call.
He's not retiring. He chose to leave Coral Gables. And now you're going to give him a game to be a figurehead of your defense?
Absolutely.
That's weird, man.
David,
I got to ride with that.
David, you're on 560 WQAM.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, when you leave a company or a corporation, you resign, you're not allowed back into the building, right?
No, because that's not true.
I
resigned 790, and I was allowed to stay on the air for over a month.
It's because of sensitive information. I don't want that guy around. Hey, thanks for the 2 years that you did for us. But, like, you know, our motto is, it's all about the you. Isn't that what it's about? You walked out, and I get it. He wants to, you know, further his career, make more money. You know, it's all about the money nowadays, so I get it. But you know what? Are you talking about that guy back on the field? Are you kidding me?
It's like Dwayne Wade, one last dance.
No, but Dwayne Wade ain't recruiting, going to try and talk to the players. I don't know what Manny's going to do. I don't know what he's going to say. Why don't you come over to my school now? Like Carter was mentioning.
I was talking about high school guys.
Right, right, right.
What about the redshirt freshman?
He wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't he, Hawk?
Because he wouldn't do that.
What are you talking about? A guy that hasn't touched the field.
He's a stand-up guy.
Have you ever talked to Manny Diaz face-to-face?
No, never. Gilbert, you're on 560 WQAM.
Well, a couple of things. Food and bread dye in the Red Basket sucks.
What?
Dude.
Come on, Gil.
You put ketchup on the wax paper and
yes.
It seems good, and then you're dipping French fries into the basket. Germs everywhere, man.
Oh, disagree.
Oh, my
disagree.
God. Yep. And also, Manny, Little Man, never even touched a pigskin. Get rid of that guy. I didn't even know he was Jewish. What's he going to temple for?
Wow. That's funny. He didn't know he was Jewish. No, that's funny. He said he doesn't know anything Jewish. What's he going to temple for?
I don't know.
That's funny. Man, people are going to hate on Manny Diaz. That's ridiculous. He gave you an elite defense.
Back to back, they just said appreciate what you did, but once you're gone, you're gone. The door locks from the inside. You decided to unlock the door and go outside, so stay outside. Don't jump back in. You don't want us. We don't need you. Bye.
He doesn't want us. He got a good offer. Doesn't mean that he doesn't want us.
If he wanted us, and it's not us. People keep texting us. I'm speaking from the UN player perspective. If he wanted to coach us, he would have stayed here to coach us.
No, that's not exactly true.
It's exactly what happened.
Jason Taylor wanted to be with the Dolphins. They didn't give him the offer that the Jets gave him, so he went to the Jets, but he wanted to be in Miami.
And if JT said, hey, guys, let me come stand on the sideline. No. No, you're not on the team anymore.
Different, though. It wasn't a bowl game. It's not analogous.
I'm just, get out of here. You chose to leave.
Malone, you're on 560 WQAM.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
All right, man.
Hey, Crowder, I'm with you. Haul ass, dog.
Haul ass.
You know, I'm tired of the inconsistency and the quitting. Got the inconsistency on the offensive line, side of the ball with Nicosi and the line and everything. And then you got people quitting. You got Thomas quitting. You had Coach Kuhl quitting. Now you got Manny Diaz quitting. When I heard Rick's first interview regarding the staff that he was trying to put together, and he expected to put this staff together to go to the next level to be great. And then all of a sudden, and within 2 years, Coach Kuhl left. Now 3 years, Coach Manny Diaz left. And I'm trying to figure out what the trustees, what Al Blake is going to do to put this direct this court. Whatever you can do to have a meeting and say, look, we have to have people who are committed to this university who wants to be great. I'm getting tired of being mediocre to a little above average. This is ridiculous, man. This is absolutely ridiculous.
But Manny Diaz was great. He made a great defense.
I don't want to see the 7-5 again. This is absolute. I want people that, you know, when Manny Diaz was on recruiting trips taking pictures. I'm on Rivals. I seen him in a picture in a living room with a kid. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you in the living room with a kid which you know that you're trying to leave? That makes no damn sense. It's really an insult to the program. I want them to get somebody who committed. Coach Dugan could have left and went to Florida State. It was reported that Taggart wanted him to come back. And what did Dugan do? He stayed his behind because he committed to this university.
Yeah, but that wasn't for a head coaching position.
They don't want to have to be he can head coach himself. Thomas Brown can go. The other guys can go as well. But they committed to this university. And Dallas is right. If you're not with them, you're against us. Haul ass. We need somebody who's committed to this university and trying to make a great. I want to be. I'm tired of seeing us not in the top five. I'm tired of seeing other teams play for the national championship. This is ridiculous. Alabama and Clemson is not the only university you go to. I'm tired of these Florida players leaving this damn town because they want to be. They're like groupies, and prima donnas want to leave and go someplace else. I want us. We need to be committed, just like those guys back in the day. They were committed to Miami 305, and they came there and showed up and showed out, and they won national championships. That's what I want to see, bro.
So lifetime contracts with the inability to leave ever? Seems harsh.
Just the dedication. Sign some guys up that's going to be here.
I mean, you're,
and if you decide to leave, then leave.
Leave. But you can't question Manny Diaz's commitment to the University of Miami. He was committed to the University of Miami, and then he got a better job offer, and he took it, as would anyone.
And when you take that other job, now you're not on UM staff anymore. There's no reason for you to be around. It should be, until it was a couple callers ago, you're right. You don't have to leave the building, but some jobs do. Government jobs, they have your box ready. They call you in the big man's office. When you walk out the big man's office, they hand you a box. You get your crap and go. I've got some emails from the station. Jane Doe has been, her contract's been executed. Please treat her as a guest if she's ever in the building again. That's how it should be.
Executed. They killed someone here. They didn't want her to work
executed.
Here anymore.
Executed
they
killed the her. Contract. Killed the contract.
No, when you execute a contract, that's when you're signing it. That's actually when it becomes.
Destroyed the contract.
All right, there you go.
Jane Doe don't work here no more. Treat her as a guest in this building. Manny Diaz does not work in Coral Gables anymore. He should be treated as a guest in Coral Gables.
I think that's just patently
ridiculous.
Why? Because he gave his all and he brought the defense back to prominence.
And
it's an elite defense and he should be thanked and he should get that curtain call.
And he gets to hang around as long as he wants to.
No, it's one bowl game. It's not as long as he wants to. He didn't say, I want to be here. I'll stay three games next season. It's a bowl game, and it's been happened plenty of times. I think Ron Zook coached the bowl game after he got fired.
Nope, Charlie Strong.
Someone coached a bowl game after they got fired. I'll let you know who it was when we come back.
Song.
You remember this from Ferris Bueller?
Oh, yeah.
I told Falero, I heard this on the radio today. I told Falero, I'm like, hey, get that song. Oh, yeah. And then he texted me back, Ferris Wheeler.
I thought that was a movie name. I'm sorry. But I have seen it.
You have seen
it? Yeah. Come on, man.
We have a sound from Manny Diaz. This is from the press conference today. So here is Manny Diaz, the new head coach at Temple, talking about the turnover chain staying with Miami.
The turnover chain, I think, will always belong to the University of Miami. You know, that was never about me to begin with anyway. That was a Miami thing that once it was born, it could never go away. So I think that's just part of the culture now. University of Miami. Now, that's not to say that there may not be something that fits Philadelphia, you know. Amen. All email requests, please submit to patcraft@temple.com. But, no, because, you know, I still think that players like to have incentive for making plays. So we've got 9 months to figure that part out.
I'm telling you, something with a cheesesteak. You're in Philadelphia, do something with a cheesesteak.
Silly.
It's not. It's like the way that Miami came together with the turnover chain, Philadelphia would love if there was some sort of turnover cheesesteak or,
we'll be right there with the FSU pocketbook.
Oh, no way.
A cheesesteak? Yes, that's a pocketbook.
Eating a cheesesteak on the sideline because you did something good? And here is Manny Diaz talking about coaching the Canes in the Pinstripe Bowl.
As of right now, though, my plan is to, after recruiting is done, right now it's grind through signing day, get this class finished, and then I will coach the Pinstripe Bowl for the University of Miami. I felt like I owed it to those kids to finish what we started this year. We've got a amazing thing going, and I you know, there's some special guys in there, and I just wanted to be with them for one more time. So I just felt like for me to do my duty as a coach to these young men, my job right now is unfinished, and we got one more chance to play and coach together on the 27th in New York, and I can't wait for that.
I like that.
You could have as many chances as you want if you stayed.
No, stop. That's a ridiculous argument.
That's true. He just said it. He's going to grind for Temple and then come back and coach to be one more time. It's selfish almost for him.
Oh, stop it. I can't imagine anyone hating on him for doing that. I think it's a nice thing.
You know what? Go to Temple. He's there now, right? Isn't he up there?
Yeah.
He's there. Stay. Recruit, just like he said, he has to grind through signing. When's signing day?
Well, first of all, the Pinstripe Bowl is up near him. He could drive there from Philly.
Don't leave Philly. Do not come to New York. Stay in Philly and take your next job. Be happy with your next venture in life, your next bullet point on your resume.
He is. He is happy.
No, he's not. Why is he coming back to fool with them?
He just played the sound one more time. He just explained to you why he wants to coach in the Pinstripe Bowl.
As of right now, though, my plan is to after recruiting is done, right now it's grind through signing day, get this class finished, and then I will coach the Pinstripe Bowl for the University of Miami. I felt like I owed it to those kids to finish what we started this year. We've got a amazing thing going, and I you know, there's some special guys in there, and I just wanted to be with them for one more time. So I just felt like for me to do my duty as a coach to these young men, my job right now is unfinished. And we got one more chance to play and coach together on the 27th in New York, and I can't wait for that.
So signing day is when?
February 6th.
So February 6th. He's grinding through signing day. I listened. That's what he just said. They're playing in 2 weeks. So he's grinding for 2 weeks.
driving over to New York to stand around on the sideline and driving back to Philly to continue to take his job.
I mean, you could try to diminish what he's doing as much as you want.
Is he at practice right now?
I don't know.
He can't be because he's in Philadelphia.
Are they having practice right now? They're probably having finals.
They're going to start practicing for the bowl game. He's not going to be
you
there.
You don't know that.
He's going to show up. He's going to sacrifice recruits for his next team to come back to these guys that he left
Somebody texts in. Last season, Scott Frost was taking the Nebraska coaching job but coached UCF in the Peach Bowl. So there you go.
Boom.
Boom.
Scott Frost, he sets the stand. What is he doing right now?
Went from head coach to head coach, too. And this was, is a coordinator going to head coach.
And was
so.
Terrible when he was a boom. Head
coach. You know how to spell boom?
You know what? He probably should have been recruiting.
Boom.
So he didn't embarrass his damn self.
Omar Kelly is supposed to join us at 5 o'clock. We don't know for sure if he's not going to be there.
He won't be there. He'll be here at 5:20.
All right. So meetings and whatnot are running late at the Dolphins facility.
Still talking, yeah.
All right. So there you go. So Omar Kelly, he'll be with us at 5:20. We'll talk some Dolphins with him then.